intermission's the same thing, correct?
So we've had a little bit of confusion and not very good communication within ourselves. What we're trying to do is to have Illuminate and Intermission as separate clubs that are their own entities but collaborate. We've, near the very beginning of the semester, we've had Gabby Spencer working on getting that separated. I'm not sure if that got postponed. But for now, I've been going to the meetings as like the representative for both.
Okay. For future meetings, there'll need to be someone for each then.
Okay.
But we've just been having that question to ourselves if it's the same thing or not, because in the past it was. So, but thank you.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Then I'm calling the meeting to order at 4:02. Moving on to 2, approval of the previous minutes. You can find them on Facebook and through our tab on the Student Life page on Shawnee's website. Do I have a second? All in favor, send yes. If you're not in favor, send no. All right, the minutes are approved. Moving on to 3, approval of the agenda. It's also found on Facebook and on our tab on Shawnee's website. Do I have a second? All in favor? All right, the agenda for today is approved. Moving on to 4, attendance. If you haven't done so already, please send in the chat your club, as well as making sure you sign into presence. Lexi, can you resend the code? And then moving on to 5, executive reports, 5.1, president.
Hey guys, I apologize. I wasn't able to make it last week. Something came up pretty sudden and I wasn't able to check in with you guys. I don't specifically have anything other than a brief update. I've spoken to Dr. Bauer about a few concerns that I know have come up through the students. One of which was, I believe a question was asked regarding COVID, and I don't want to speak for Dr. Bauer, so I've invited him to speak. He said he'll be here next Tuesday, so we'll have him on the agenda so that questions can be asked. But what I can tell you, he's told me, is that he's spoken with a cabinet and health committee concerning on-campus meetings for students, because we asked him if we could bring it down instead of banning student organization meetings, to just bring it down to maybe 5, 7, something like that, smaller numbers. As of right now, the answer is no. I'm still working with his office trying to figure out if there's some way of bridging this terrible scenario with not just completely pushing student organizations out of physical meetings. So, but anyway, plan for next week. He will be here. excuse me. So try to have some questions ready for him. I don't want to waste his time. As this grows, obviously we're all concerned here. We don't want anyone to get sick, but at the same time, we also don't want to destroy the college experience. It's already pretty minimal at best. So that's what we're working on with that. And like I said, everything else he'll be able to address in person. So for the next week, try to come up with some questions if you can. That way when he comes on next week, he'll be able to answer those.
All right, 5.2, Vice President. Hey guys, hope you're having a good week. I don't really have anything for this week. So moving on to 5.3, Club Coordinator.
I have nothing to report this week.
All right, 5.4, Treasurer.
Hi, I also have nothing to report.
5.5, Secretary.
I also have nothing to report.
And 5.6, advisor.
I have sent SGA a link that I'm hoping that Haley will be able to send out to all the student organizations. We're bringing back the Student Life paper calendar. And so if you have any events, even if it's virtual events, your meetings, whatever it is, if you want people to know about it, We're going to bring the paper calendar back, but we're also going to post it online. Make sure to include Zoom links to your events, whatever it is. Make sure you go ahead and have your events in presence so you can go ahead and include your presence code, because, you know, a lot of people are going ahead and notifying people of the event and then checking themselves in at the event. It's been pretty successful for some organizations to do that. So make sure you go ahead, make your event through presence, and then go ahead and submit your information to the calendar. If you have it to us by the 21st of this month, it will make it in November's calendar. If you're a little late, we still might be able to get in, but it might be pushing it. So make sure that Haley will send that out to student organization leaders, hopefully today or tomorrow or something. But I sent that to eBoard today. And like I said, it's just a Microsoft link. You fill it in. It'll ask you name of event, time of event, location of event. If it's a location, put the Zoom link or whatever it is. Or I know that you all use different things. So if you can include a hyperlink, look through the form. It'll show you what to do. But we're trying to get students to know what's happening on campus, because there are events. It's just there hasn't been much advertising. Also, don't be afraid to make posters. There are still about 2,000 students taking classes on campus. So people are walking the hallways. Make posters for your events. So don't forget about that. It's important that people know, and events are your meetings. You know, you have meetings and you have events, but I know Pre-Med Club has something this week that probably want to talk about at some point in time. So make sure that you are, you know, telling people about your events. So share it. Fill out the link. That's it for me.
All right. Thanks, Tiff. Moving on to 6, public views. Are there any public views for the week?
I don't know if this is where I would share it or not, but the schedule an appointment link on the SSU website for the Counseling Center does not work.
Okay, we will have someone look into that then.
Student Life, can you go ahead and contact our Student Affairs? I forget what we call it, your committee, sorry.
Affairs, it's Lexi.
Yeah, if you can go ahead and email Linda Koenig, that's something that she needs to know. And you might want to go ahead and CC Jeremy Reed, and let them know that the link is not working. So it may either the link is broken, they've sent the wrong link, but that will probably get this issue solved immediately. So.
All right. Are there any other public views?
Did we ever get an update on the masks in the gym?
Yeah, I was kind of waiting to the end because Jeff Hamilton was going to try to make it on here to speak, but then also answer some other questions. So if he was not on by announcements, Lexi was going to kind of give that update.
Perfect. Thanks.
You're welcome. Any other public views? All right, moving on to 7, committee reports, 7.1, academic affairs. I have nothing to report as there haven't been any issues, but I was wondering if it would be helpful if we did something to help with advising or anything, if someone's having issues, like class scheduling. We're in that time and where everything is kind of like online, in person there, if that would be helpful for people. Tiff, what do you think?
I repeat that because I guess I misunderstood it.
If we did something like a flyer or something, whether it was just posted online or something to help people figure out what to do where things are online and in person, how to get a hold of their advisor, this and that, those type of things.
If you want to do something like that, reach out to Glenna from the Student Success Center. Heckler Tote is her last name. But reach out to her because they might have something in place, and okay, there might be something that, you know, we can do to do a help with a campaign or something like that. I'm not quite sure. Reach out to her.
Yeah.
Assign that to the committee.
I know classes we get to start scheduling on the 26th, so I'm figuring like some people are going to have some questions this next week or whatnot.
I think most advisors are doing things online, like through their, you know, how I think a lot of the advisors use Calendly, where you can sign up for a time to meet. I think most people are doing it through Zoom. So I think the big push would be letting people know they need to register for their time. Okay. Now for the students that are farther along in their academic advising and have professors, that might be a different story. So reach out to Glenna, and also reach out to Chris Kaser, his last name starts with a K, and ask them if there's anything SGA can do. I think that would be helpful.
Okay. Then moving on to 7.2, organizational affairs.
Hi guys. I have not had any problems, but I did meet with my senators last week, but there isn't any new things going on.
Okay, moving on to 7.3, student affairs.
So it looks like Jeff Hamilton was unable to make it as of right now. He did have a meeting, but he was trying to make it. So I'll just fill in what he gave me for last week when I reached out to him about it. He did say that when Portsmouth moved into the red, the athletic department had a meeting and they just kind of thought that making a mandatory mask while working out was what was best for right now, just to make sure that our university is doing what we're supposed to be doing to keep the cases as low as possible, and so that we would be able to move out of the red and not increase our cases here on campus. So he did say that there were a couple instances in the rec center where people weren't social distancing and were sitting around talking without their masks. So that's kind of why he was like, you know, just to limit the amount of people who can have those interactions while Portsmouth is in red. He was just going to make the mask mandate. Let's see. And he did say that, yes, everyone who uses the facility is following the same guidance, whether it's athletes or non-athletes, professors or any other faculty in the building. And but those are the only questions I think that were asked about the rec center. But let's see, did that kind of answer your question, Jacob?
Yeah, I think that answered it pretty sufficiently.
Awesome. And then I'll be reaching out to Linda about the link for counseling, and I'll get an answer for you guys next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Lexi. Moving on to 8, old business, 8.1, club approval. Haley, how many clubs did we approve last week?
I believe it was 6.
Okay. That's what I had in my head, but wanted to make sure. And then moving on to 8.2, club funding, we also funded those 6 clubs. Moving on to 9, new business, 9.1, club approval. Haley?
This week I move to approve Shawnee GG.
Is that the only club? Okay. All right. Then we are moving to approve Shawnee GG. Okay, and then a second. And all in favor. All right, Shawnee GG is approved. Moving on to 9.2, club funding. I move to approve Shawnee GG for funding for $200. Is it $200 or
$250?
$250. Okay, $250 unless otherwise stated on their presence. So I already have a second, and then all in favor? All right. Shawnee GG is approved for funding. Moving on to 10 announcements. Are there any announcements for the week?
I have one. So for today's meeting, the code word is going to be Gargamel.
Any other announcements?
Jacob, do you want to announce your pre-med stuff?
Yeah, sure. So pre-med club, please put me on the spot here, Tiffany. So pre-med club Friday is having a guest speaker. I'm going to pull up the email so I get all the information you need. Okay. So this Friday at 1 p.m., we're having Dr. Cody Horn, who's an infectious disease specialist in Florida, who's actually a graduate of Shawnee State. He's just going to come and talk to us over Zoom and basically answer any questions, talk about what it's like to be an infectious disease specialist. So everyone's invited. There's posters in Massey with the Zoom link, and if not, you guys can reach out to me and get a link if you want. But yeah.
I want to show you all the, I don't know if everyone knows we have this page. I'm going to share my screen real quick. And so you can see SSU's cases. I don't know. Can you all see this? Okay. So this is, if you go to the COVID dashboard, you can see our cases on campus. And so you can see that it kind of fluctuates each week. We have some students who test positive, or employees that test positive. And then there's the dashboard for Scioto County and the state of Ohio and et cetera. So if you've never found this, if you've never looked at it, make sure you go to just type in COVID in the search button on the website. And it was like the third or fourth one down. And it just says COVID-19 dashboard. So I just thought you might be interested in looking at that, just so you have an understanding of where you can find information from there. I see Michael from Teak asking a question. Greeks do not have to go through the organization approval process. You are approved through the Student Life Office. So the four Greek organizations do not have to go through that process. So.
I actually lied. So the infectious specialist disease, and then infectious disease specialist, it's at 12:30 instead of 1. The email is wrong. But all the posters, if you look at Massey, it says 12:30, and there will be a link for Zoom. So hopefully everyone comes.
All right, awesome. Are there any other announcements for the week? All right, moving on to 10, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? A second? All in favor? Meeting adjourned at 4:20.